Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Hope you're out of bed and standing up in your backyard and enjoying one of these last official weekends of the summer. Man, we got the holiday weekend coming up next, and we're talking a little bit about tailgating because, you know what? We've had some high school football games already, and the college games are going to be starting any time.
We had one last night in Lowell, first one. So had a big pool party at the house yesterday. All the kids came over and then went right to the game from there. So I was grilling weenies in the afternoon.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I was told not to
come down to the pool. Just, you know, you can grill the food for us, but, you know, don't come down and try and be cool.
Oh, I got one for you that I heard on our
local
media here that one of our schools here in West Michigan, a school, Rockford Schools, their coaching staff and 30 of their players have food poisoning. They got it from a bad meal, and they might have to cancel their first game as a result of it. And it's like, holy cow. I don't know if it got canceled or not. I didn't hear if they ended up playing last night, but it was the story on Thursday.
So there's a couple of moms that screwed something up there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like you said, you had all these people over and you cooked for them, and you're not going to do that. But if it was just a bad tub of potato salad or something, you know, and wow, that could be devastating. That's kind of low if that's you're doing that to the other team, you know, to get the forfeit. I don't think that's what really happened, though. Do you think they sent a mole in to the picnic?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Yeah, hey,
get the tin foil.
Theory, right?
Get the tin foil out.
Right.
Okay, great gear for the tailgate. You know, I think a lot of it depends on the vehicle you're bringing.
Mm-hmm. Big Brown, we can get almost anything in Big Brown. I mean, I've got the Ford Excursion land yacht and literally can carry a 12-foot board from end to end inside the thing. So
the roof intact.
Right. And we've got a lot of we can get a lot of stuff in there. And, you know, but not everybody drives a land yacht like I do.
No, but I guess the way I was thinking is so many people have these little SUVs. Like I've got a Jeep Grand Cherokee that I got at Van Andel and Flickama.
Right.
And a lot of people, that type of vehicle right now, I find to be like really heavy on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe half the vehicles I see on the road seem to be that design. So I'm thinking a lot of people have that. Whereas tailgating was a pickup truck.
Right.
So some people actually still have pickup trucks and can take a truck, which would be my druther if mm-hmm. I had one, because having that tailgate's one more bench.
Sure. And there's a place to work on, yeah.
Yeah, and there's some cool stuff you can buy that actually mount right on your tailgate. But let's say you don't have a truck and you're just going to take your car or your SUV or your smaller SUV. You know, now you've got to figure out how much stuff you can pack in it, because you and I have done a million tailgates. It takes a lot of gear.
It doesn't seem to matter if you're feeding 20 or 200.
No.
It's about the same amount of equipment, because you got to just get the stuff
there. You're holding something on your lap all the way to the game, no matter what. So, you know, maybe you want some vehicle-mounted equipment. Mm-hmm. There's some cool stuff out there.
Goes on a hitch haul?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some cool grills that you can put in your trailer hitch. I'm thinking, like, I've seen things like these twin chairs that come out and mount these, like, they look like hammock sling chairs.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They come out with a T. And I don't know. I don't see myself really using something like that, because I'm going to be standing around for the tailgate.
Right.
You're going to sit through the game. I can stand up for my tailgate. I don't really need to sit down unless I'm there 5 hours early.
Right.
And I'm falling down before the game starts.
You know, one of the things that we'll cover a little later, though, is you don't have to cook everything that's there. There are ways to bring prepared food to the tailgate. And if you only cook one or two things, it might hold back some of the equipment that you got to bring. We tend to
cook a bunch
of stuff.
Yeah.
When we show.
And we pre-cook a lot of it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So we're going to have like butts and briskets, which you got to keep hot all the way there, and we'll talk about that in the fifth segment. So then the other thing that you're really good at, and my wife Maureen is really good at, is she's always making lists, and that will assure your success. And I know it sounds like the school teacher, but, man, if you just take a little time and think about some of those things that every year you say, doggone it, I should have brought my fill in the blank, throw it down on some paper, and when you pack up,
right.
Get that list out.
I could pull the tailgate list out for event after event, and you don't bring everything all the time.
No.
But if you've got one good master list and you say, I'm doing this or I'm doing that, it depends on a lot of times what your menu is. Now, one of the things I really love to do, and I don't do it that often, is a Bloody Mary bar at the tailgates.
Love it.
Love those, especially for noon kickoffs, because you're there in mid to late morning. But, you know, the little pieces of sausage and the pickled onions and the asparagus and all the condiments that go on a Bloody Mary.
A nice bottle of vodka from Long Road.
Right. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Why don't we have those guys back again? I'm out of gin, man. Those guys can make some.
I did get a chance to use that aquavit that he gave me.
Yeah.
Aquavit, it's a Scandinavian gin. Mm-hmm. So we had that big party last weekend, which was a major blowout. Had 200 people at the house.
I think I was there. How's your burn doing, by the way?
It's pretty good. I'm wearing a shoe today. That's really
awesome.
Good. Really cool.
Good. Finally.
The aquavit, I made some aquavit martinis with just regular olives and a little vermouth. My gosh, those things are crazy. If you get a chance to go to Long Road, they're in Grand Rapids, Michigan, on Leonard Street, about a half mile west of 131. You got to go there. But knowing the lay of the land, where you're going to tailgate, what if you're going to a place you've never been to?
Right. You need some intel, because you could end up bringing a bunch of equipment that you either aren't going to use, or you're not going to bring the right equipment that you need.
Or you can't get it in the parking lot.
Right. Yep, we're dealing with
those
that
are
right
all
now.
Changing right. Right now.
Yep,
Michigan State in particular is really clamping down on what you can bring in.
Right, and who can come in?
That's
and,
right.
And what kind of catering can be done by the outside versus stuff you got to buy from them? It's progress, man. It's the way things go. But
yeah.
When they sign a new deal with Fox Sports, then the whole deal changes.
That blows.
Well, you know what? It is what it is, and we'll
it's
work
money.
Around it. Right, we'll work around it.
Got to pay D'Antonio somehow.
Right.
And then the other thing is, in my opinion, and you would agree, I'm sure, arriving early at your tailgate site is a big deal. If you tend to be a little late, and this isn't the time to be late, plan on being there an hour before you would normally do it. That way, maybe you're only a half hour early, but those sites, there's some diehards. And those people show up really early.
Right.
And if you don't want to get stuck way in the back of the lot, way away from the bathrooms, because that's kind of a big deal.
Right, yeah.
Although, a little porta potty, there's something else we should put on the list.
Yeah.
Milk
right.
jug.
I'll bring it. You bring it home, okay?
Yeah. But, just packing up and getting there early. And so the prep, I guess the main thought for me is the prep has a lot to do with the success you're going to have the day of that tailgate.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got the right stuff to serve your food with, if you've just figured out what you're going to cook, what you're going to have, so you can get your shopping, you can go down to your favorite butcher shop, pick up all that stuff you need, and not be showing up and saying, oh, dang it again. Because
yeah,
it happens
and
all
I'm
going to
do
often.
Things like condiments, the mustards, the ketchups, those things. They get the smaller bottles. Don't be, the bigger bottles are a better value, but the smaller bottles, you tend to use it and then can throw it away.
Right.
You don't have to pack it back
right.
and bring it back with you.
And you don't use that much.
Right.
If you look at a one of those containers and I'm still a freak for hot dogs. I love hot dogs. So if you're going to make a little hot dog bar, there's a perfect time to have just some little Tupperware containers with all your onions and your olives and whatever you like, pickles, putting them on it. And just having, again, the right size container. So you're not bringing too much and you're not taking giant containers that are filling your cooler up.
And here's a tip with regard to those cut up, diced up items, coleslaws, all of that stuff, is I pack those in a Ziploc bag. And then you can just pour out what you need, but the Ziplocs all stacked together.
Goes in
the cooler really nice, and you don't have all the odd shapes, then you got voids in the cooler. Everything just stacks up. It keeps it dry. It'll take the cold real well. It'll stay hot. And
that's true.
That whole Ziploc system is really nice. And then you just have a little stack of serving bowls, like you said, for your condiments and whatever it may be.
So planning out your tailgate's a good idea. I know we sound like we're kind of anal about it, but if you're going to go to a tailgate, if you got tickets to the game and you're going to coordinate all your pals and all your friends to do this, you want to make it the very best day. So that whole planning part is kind of a big deal. Don't forget to check us out at thegrillingguys.com. That's our website. You can comment there. You can hit us and ask us any questions, but it's a great resource.
Coming up next, you might meet Little Smokey Joe and his son of Hibachi. We'll be back.